This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
You have to say that because, you know, the fucking other way. And you're listening to Distorted View.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Television News.
It's not a body. Hello, everybody. I'm Paige Hopkins. An object investigators thought could be the body of Lacey Peterson turns out to be an anchor. Divers pulled it out of the Berkeley marina today. The 27-year-old pregnant woman
Hey freaks, it's Monday, October 20th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, men, watch out. Women are in love with lady tasers. Plus, why is there a curtain rod in your dick hole? And why changing your Facebook status may kill you. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. Glad to be back, though, to start a new week of programs. At the top of the show, got a great news bloopy, as we call them. This was sent in by several different listeners. Take a listen to this.
Battlegrounds and the battle for the White House from two of our favorite analysts, Roland Martin. Well, I don't know, I'm going to go favorite there. CNN political analyst and Obama supporter.
You know you love me, Kira.
So far, so good, right? Hold on.
Lee Sanchez, Republican strategist and CNN political contributor, is always on time.
She's a cunt, but she's on time.
Cunt.
It's like they're playing ping pong.
Contributor is always on time. Sorry,
barely.
Leslie.
Yeah. I ran here.
All right, very good. Do you guys remember a while ago we played audio clips of a drunk guy in a bar? DV listener Asparagus Freak audio taped him while he was out drinking, and I've got some more clips here for you. This is Drunk John talking about getting married.
That's the reason why I got married, because my wife liked my curly hair. That's why I got married so freaking young.
Why? Because you were horny?
Yeah.
Young and dumb and full of cum?
No, I wasn't full of cum. I was full of cotton candy and fun. And she wanted some fun.
Oh, she got some fun, didn't she?
Oh yeah.
You shot that cotton candy all over her face.
Now, shot that cotton candy all over her face. Now, what these guys don't yet realize is when he's talking about cotton candy, he's serious. He means literally cotton. He was full of cotton candy. Here, John explains.
The best part of what turned me on is she used to. I put cotton candy in my belly button. And she used to eat it.
Yeah. Now, did you ever try some of the cotton candy?
And I said, "Well, you like my cotton candy. Well, can I try your cotton candy?"
Yeah.
Sometimes
B-I-M-P.
If we're speaking in euphemisms here, it's all good.
Now, one thing led to another in the bedroom.
And that cotton candy got eaten.
Yep, man, it was sweet. And it was juicy.
Sweet as molasses.
Whoa. Juicy cotton candy. Whoa, I don't know about
but
that.
But I can't tell if he's really talking about cotton candy here or something else. Like his wife was sucking something out of his belly button. We don't know what. Let's continue on here with Drunk John.
But you really don't know really how juicy you can get her. It all depends on what kind of hormone she's going through.
Yeah, if you slap
how
her
juicy you can get her.
Yeah, if you slap her ass, too, that makes her wetter, right? Does she like to get her ass slapped?
She didn't.
You ever do that?
What?
Slap her ass.
Well, I did, but then I don't want to get into that detail.
Oh, he doesn't want to go there, apparently. Here's some more drunken ramblings.
Well, how can you shake your meat if you can't say yippee?
Words to live by.
No, I ain't going
to. You haven't ever choked a chicken before?
Well, no. I haven't even choked my own chicken. Have you choked your own chicken?
Three times a day.
God, your bite, these bites suck, so I think, I don't know.
He's a careless fairy.
It's true.
Careless fairy.
I'm like a light switch. I switch on or off.
I'm not concerned about it, are you?
It's a bi-directional system.
That's just like me. I mean, you can turn me off, you can turn me on.
I'm not turning you on, am I?
Are you turned on right now?
Yeah.
No. I've had a few beers.
Well, you hesitated there a little bit.
I mean,
hey, time out. We'll just play this game. Raise your hand if you're turned on.
No, we're not playing that game. Jesus Christ, it's getting very gay in that bar, isn't it? So there you go, some John the Drunk audio for you. Nybuck sent in a great video. Occasionally on the show, I'll play clips from anime, you know, those Japanese cartoons that have been redubbed in English. So, you know, they get American actors to say these ridiculous lines. Well, Nybuck sent in a clip from a Japanese anime that has been redubbed into English, but to save money, they use Japanese people. So they don't understand what they're reading, and quite frankly, their pronunciation is a bit off. Here we go. Let me set the scene for you. This girl has entered a jail. She's walking into the cafeteria area, and I guess she's going to start working there or something.
Hi, excuse me.
Excuse me, I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Hey, who are you and what are you doing here? How can I go to the jail number 8 of level 4? I'm the secretary of science.
Well, you're losing me here. I got, what was that? The
How
jail
can
number
I go
eight?
To the jail number 8?
Jail number 8.
Of level 4.
Of 11th floor, maybe?
I'm the secretary of science office.
Wow!
Hey, what is secretary here?
Yeah, you lost me there.
Uh-huh. You are the new one. Brand new, huh?
You're the new one. Brand new, huh?
Your boss is waiting for you. You have to go to his place, right? Okay. Come on, follow me.
You have to go to his place.
This shit I would actually watch if Cartoon Network started airing, like, anime that was recorded into English by Japanese people who don't know our language. That's entertaining right there.
Thanks. Oh, Mr. Scientist, that the yellow-skinned manager isn't here.
Right, I'm pretty sure she said yellow-skinned.
That the yellow-skinned manager isn't here.
Yellow-skinned manager?
Yes, he is. Here is your embryo. And Big Mama's favorite guy.
All right, something about Big Mama.
Okay, all right. Now I understand. Why my boy Akituga called her here?
What?
He wanna see how much courage she has.
Okay.
How about it?
Oh, beating her up. I think that's Big Mama.
I have a good idea. Now I can kill you if I want. And then put you into the garbage can if you want. I can do whatever I like. But everybody think that a chicken-hearted tiny secretary is...
I don't think they understand what commas are or punctuation in general.
Nobody helps you, sorry, sweetie. We don't like stinky trouble.
Did she just say we don't like stinky trouble?
Sweetie, we don't like stinky trouble. We don't like stinky trouble. We don't like stinky trouble. You're out of here.
Alright, then they fight. There you go, a little bit of Japanese anime. Redubbed in English by the Japanese. English. Finally today, I want to talk to you just for a second about TNB. Now, for those of you who are not Sideshow members or have heard me talking about it on the this free side of the show here, TNB was an acronym that I learned from a racist website called Niggermania. And this, it's really an awful website where they, you know, anything racist can be found on Niggermania. And one of the sections is called Coon Tales. Now, Coon Tales is where racist people write stories about their everyday encounters with black people acting how they perceive to be black. And when black people do these black things, whatever that might be, they call that TNB, which is typical nigger behavior. Now, I'm not racist, believe it or not. And if I say it enough, maybe you'll believe me. But I thought the term TNB was funny, and so over the past couple months, you've probably heard TNB recited a few times on the show. If you go to the Freakypedia over there at freakypedia.net, you can read all about TNB. Well, we've got a new mashup, thanks to Corey, called TNB. Take a listen.
Get the f*** get up! Get up! I'll buy back! I'll buy back! I'll buy back! Get the f*** up!
I know you better get out of my face! Out of my face! Out of my face!
Should have known your black ass would be all up in my face. That's TNB, my friend, TNB.
For schnizzle, my nizzle.
The k sound comes at the end. The S sound comes in the middle. But what do people say?
Ask.
Yes. I need all of you right now on the count of three to say ask. On three. One, two, three.
Ask.
Very good.
He asked me, what can you do?
Tell you something, I'd be hip-hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.
Are you serious? Do you know that you can't talk to me like I'm from Brooklyn?
In the area I grew up in, we talk slang. We don't talk proper English.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
TNB.
You racist pig.
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
Ma'am, step back. Step back.
Stupid bitch.
Barbecue. Fried chicken. Chitlins. Hush puppies. Watermelon for dessert.
Man, that's a waste of watermelon when all you got to do is pick it up like it's here. Look at this.
TNB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be crazy.
Oh, mammy.
TNB.
Some nappy headed hoes there. I'm gonna take that.
TNB.
I want to go. I want to go.
TNB.
This is all me up in here. You handle that.
TNB.
Yeah, you win because you're so much louder than me.
TNB.
I'm no use to this nigga's good and crazy.
TNB.
This ain't pop out the blue. You ain't think, well, I'm gonna come to jail and this is what I want to do. You ain't know you was gonna be cupcake.
What are you talking about?
Give a fuck what you think, bitch!
Come again? What the hell are you talking about?
I just don't see what's wrong with me being black and loving what I like. Chicken, so what? I like watermelon. I like weave hair. I like videos. I like BET.
That's okay.
You don't like it? Kiss my ass.
There you go, TNB. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of every single episode of the show. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. This past weekend, we posted video casts. Today, yes, today, we've got a bonus episode just for Sideshow Freaks. Great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com, or you could follow the link on today's show notes. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Indiana, when Vandenberg County Sheriff deputies got a call about a man masturbating in a county park. Neither they nor the caller knew what they were about to find. Quote, "We didn't know what he was doing, but we knew it's not right to have your pants down in the park," says eyewitness Jeff Niemeyer. On scene, deputies found 55-year-old Larry Williamson sitting on a picnic table, naked, masturbating, with a metal rod protruding from his penis. Finally, the teachings of Scott Taylor has infiltrated the Midwest.
Oh, sticking my fucking finger in my dick hole, man. Did you see that?
That's right.
Did you fucking see that, man? Did you see what I did? Man, I fucking stuck my little finger in my fucking dick hole. Stuck my little finger down my dick hole, man. God damn.
You start off by sticking thin metal rods in your pee hole, and before you know it, you've got your fat thumb pushed down your cock.
Dickhole guy, won't you come? He stuck his fingers in his hole. Dickhole guy, don't you poke out your eyes.
Dickhole guy.
What a beautiful dickhole guy jingle. Quote, fortunately, there weren't any kids or families present. He has since told us he'd gone there in the past to gratify himself, said Vandenberg County Sheriff Eric Williams. We saw him two or three times this past week, Niemeyer says, just sitting at a picnic table watching children. The picnic table where deputies found Williamson naked was only feet away from the playground. Deputies say he's been arrested twice before for public indecency and nudity, and he's been banned from all city parks. A search of Williamson's car showed deputies the metal rod was just one of many props he'd taken to the park with him. He's like the Gallagher of public masturbation. He had a lot of unusual things in his car that we thought were suspicious in nature, Williams said. Among those, binoculars, sex toys, male enhancement drugs. This is Bob. Why is he smiling? He's got a metal rod stuck in his dick hole. You'd think that would make him wince in pain and cry. But Bob called for a free sample of Enzyme, the all-natural male enhancement pill. Now Bob's rod sticks up even higher, is rock solid, and feels fucking fantastic. Right, Bob? Right. Call or visit Enzyme.com for your free sample of all-natural male enhancement. Yes, in addition to the male enhancement drugs, lotions were found along with a small dog, candy, and bags of cotton candy, presumably used to lure children. Well, we're not saying that's what's going on, but it sure does send up some red flags for us, said the police officer. Williams is hoping that in the future, Williamson will be banned not just from city parks, but all parks in the county. There you go. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Elderly gangsters love the PBC. All right, on a recent Saturday evening, Jody Bevert invited a couple of friends to her Mount Dora home for drinks. They sat at her kitchen table, snacking on chicken skewers and deviled eggs, sipping wine and gossiping, before turning their attention to the party's real draw. Firing a taser at a taser party. This millennium's Tupperware party. Bevert stood about 8 feet from a shiny cardboard rectangle, aimed the metallic pink taser C2 laser guide at the outline of a male shape, and then squeezed the trigger. There was a pop, and flashes of electricity danced across the target. Quote, I got him right where I wanted. Right in the jugular, Bevert said. Then she winced a bit. I'd feel so bad about doing that to someone, unless, of course, he was trying to kill me. And that's the point. Until last year, Bevert and her friends would have fallen far outside of Taser International's customer base, which has historically been law enforcement. That all changed, though, when the company introduced the C2, a model intended for civilian use. And yes, they really do come in designer colors like pink, because ladies love their weapons to look pretty. That's infuriating. Doesn't that upset you? That in order for girls to like weapons, they have to be cute. As Central Florida self-proclaimed taser lady, Melissa Norris knows there's a bit of novelty to her act when she demonstrates tasers at taser parties. Jesus. In addition to her own pink C2, safely secured in a pink holster with a sparkly pink decal, Norris came armed with a stack of pink folders holding pink literature. What the fuck? Do they have a licensing deal with Hello Kitty or something? This is ridiculous. Norris has a long list of selling points for the C2. It's cute. That tops her list. That's all I need to hear. Sign me up. No, it's portable. It doesn't require the precision necessary to shoot a gun successfully. Yeah, you can't trust a woman with a gun. She'll be shooting it all willy-nilly. It doesn't require the precision necessary to shoot a gun successfully. One doesn't need a concealed weapons permit to carry it as well. She emphasizes that tasers are considered non-lethal, and that's why she thinks women are attracted to them. The women all seemed impressed with Norris's presentation. One, Cheryl Petrosky, said she was now considering buying a couple as Christmas presents for her daughter, and thought that the taser might also be useful protection at the jewelry store where she works. Another, named Barbie Smith, had come to the party knowing next to nothing about tasers. She'd been considering buying a gun to feel safer when her fiancé was out of town, but said that gun scared her. She thought she'd be more likely to shoot warning shots than aim at intruders. Now, she said, she might prefer a taser. That's exactly who we need to arm, someone named Barbie. Final story we have for you today comes from England. A husband who hacked his wife to death with a meat cleaver in fury over her Facebook entry was jailed for a minimum of 14 years today. What the hell happened? Did she super poke him one too many times? Payback's a bitch. You're about to get super hacked. Wayne Forrester, 34, drank alcohol and took cocaine before driving 15 miles to the family home to attack his wife Emma as she lay in bed. The couple had separated 4 days before the murder in February, and Forrester later told police he had been provoked by his wife changing her marital status to single on her Facebook entry. That's all it took. Emma was found in a pool of blood after neighbors were awoken at 6:30 a.m. by her screams. Near her body was a large kitchen knife, and in another room, a blood-soaked meat cleaver. I gotta tell you, the one thing I do love about Facebook is seeing the little updates like, Jocelyn has gone from being engaged to single. I kind of chuckle at those. Sally has gone from being married to widow. Wah, wah. I don't think it's fair, quite frankly, that you just get to change your relationship status. If you change your relationship status, you should be forced to blog about it. Like, give an explanation why. I want to read the dirty, painful details. After neighbors called 999, he emerged from the house covered in blood and holding a carton of juice. He was a bit thirsty, all that stabbing and hacking. When the police arrived, he held his arms out for handcuffs and told them, "Who called you?" "My wife is in there." "Yeah, I killed her." Inside the house, they found Mrs. Forrester's body with a large wound in her neck. Two banister rails had been broken off, and there were clumps of long brown hair outside the bedroom. She had multiple wounds to her neck and head, and defense wounds, showing that she tried to fight off the blows. Forrester later handed detectives a prepared statement in which he said, quote, "She forced me out of the family home and posted messages on the internet website telling everybody she had left me and was interested in meeting other men. She was single and ready to mingle." They were only separated for 4 days, which seems like a short amount of time to start, you know, dating again. She might have actually been doing this to piss him off. Although, I guess he kind of got the last laugh there. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, checking in with my freaky diggies.
Hi, Tim. It's Spider. I was just listening to October 10th podcast, and this bitch is naked girl, the little fucking player with the girl, you know, run around naked.
This bitch is naked. Right.
Okay, I was listening to her moan over and over again, and it kind of reminds me of, like, a sex noise. Just thud. Like, you know, pretty funny. This bitch is naked.
Oh, my God.
Love the show.
This guy calls in, like, 6 times in a row with comments like that. I have to, like, limit how many times I can play his voicemail.
Hey, Tim, this is Kerosene. I'm listening to your Monday episode. I just heard the part about plastic babies. And when you played the woman who was going to send her baby back because his head was cracked,
right,
the whole rest of that segment I was waiting for you to play Diary of an Unborn Child by Little Marky, so you sure fucked that up.
Oh, I don't think I fucked it up. She didn't kill the baby. She found, when the baby came, it apparently had a crack in its head.
Hey, Tim, it's Chris from the Sideshow Freaks in the UK.
Hey.
Just watched today's video. My God, that was awesome. That bride, absolutely hilarious. And boy, are those Japanese people weird.
Yeah.
But that's one way to beat the credit crunch, isn't it? Have a meal, puke it up, and eat it again. Keep up the good work. The Sideshow's worth every penny. Bye.
Did you hear that? The Sideshow's worth every penny. Yes, I do video casts occasionally. We did one this past weekend. All sorts of crazy stuff.
Hey, little Tim. This is D-Cup. Chigu. Just calling to see. I can't quite figure out how to get DV on my Sega Dreamcast.
Oh,
I really want to sign up for a sideshow, but
I wasn't aware the Dreamcast had an RSS reader.
On my Dreamcast, and it doesn't
work. Powered by.
It's not worth it for me. So
Windows CE6 or something.
If you have any hints or tips, that would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
All right. Someone wanted to get the feed on their Dreamcast. Very funny.
Hey, Tim, this is a sideshow member from West Virginia. I got a bizarre sex term for you today, and you don't have to play the music.
Good.
This one's going to require a trip to the grocery store, which you already know is going to be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You need a Diet Pepsi and a Mentos, and it's called Anal Eruption. Now, you're fucking a girl, okay? Now, you take the roll of Mentos, like the full roll, and you just start fucking her with it, okay?
Okay.
Now, after you've been fucking her for a couple seconds, you know, she's having a good time, you just, like, jam it in as far as you can into her ass, okay? And then you pour the Diet Pepsi, you just put it right on her ass, and you just let it soak in. And then it, like, it mixes with the Mentos, and it erupts from her anus like a volcano, which is why it's called anal eruption. Just thought I'd share that with you.
I think we've talked about that before. We were trying to figure out logistically how that would work, getting the Diet Coke in there to make it fizzy enough.
Hey, it's Matt from the Jam. Well, of course I had to call back, man. I had left it alone, and then all your fucking... I would appreciate it if your fans would stop saying the name of my show on your show. I don't want that kind of press, you know? Like, I don't know. We just... Can you guys just stop that? And, oh, dude, I was driving the other day, and I saw this bitch on a bicycle. And, dude, the bitch was naked! All right, man. I love
the bitch was naked!
Jagu, Tim, this is Nybuck from Texas. How
Nybuck.
You doing? Hey, I had my first ever moment... of, you know, when you are a
freak.
Distorted view freak,
yes.
Moment. Here at work, and we're discussing about various topics, and suddenly, out of nowhere, the topic veers towards the discussion of rape. And you're talking about how rape is bad and everything, and how woman has to do this.
Well, that's a blanket statement. Let's not say all rape is bad. All right. I like to take it on a case-by-case basis.
I have to do that in order to prevent that from happening. And I said, subconsciously, without even a second thought, rape is like candy. Just came right out of my mouth. And I didn't realize what I said until afterwards. And I swear to God, the looks on the faces of the women were priceless. So,
I'm surprised you're still employed, sir.
I actually had to go home after... after I said that, because I couldn't believe I just said what I said.
Oh,
but
yes.
Anyway.
Excused yourself. Very nice. Well, thank you very much, Nybuck. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-266-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
We do like stinky twabble.
No one likes stinky twabble. Vote for us at Podcast Alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. We're not done yet, though. If you guys are sideshow freaks, got a bonus episode for each day. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the big Tuesday show. Until then, bye, everybody!
And I don't mean to piss you off, things I might say. When I try to shut my mouth, they come out anyway. And if you spoke your mind, you might feel more connected. You stand politically corrected.
You don't want to beat me or screw me? What kind of marriage is this? Bring a book.